Plant 0TR, W2T. Hello, Tom.
Christy, in 0TR.
Better today?
Well, I have some lower back pain, but yes, progressively getting a little better. Anytime I mow that grass, it just tears me up.
Yeah, like I said, you got two grandsons. Get one of them up there to do it.
Busy. My neighbor had a guy over there one day, and he said he'd take $75 a pop to mow the grass, but as fast as this stuff grows, you'd have to mow it every week and a half, probably, maybe sooner. So, until it gets summertime. So that gets a little pricey.
Probably not really when you consider how thick your lawn is and the fact of how much you've got in front and back. That's not bad for prices. I mean, I've heard prices that were higher than that, so that's not bad at all.
The daughter said we got 10,000 square feet.
Mowing that heavy, that grass like you, what you've got is, you know, that's a tough mow. That's not a simple mow. I mean, not really. So, and all, I wouldn't like to do it myself.
I think I let it go too long this last time, and that's the bad part about it. I just should have mowed it sooner, and I wound up having to go over it about three times. And oh my, and it really, it's not that rough out there since I had that tree taken out. But it just absolutely tears my back up, just bumping up and down, rusty, and I don't know. As long as I can do it, I'm going to do it. I don't like to be a quitter.
I know what you mean, and I'll read. I don't do it. I have two reasons for not doing it anymore. Number one, I don't have a lawnmower, and number two, my back wouldn't let me do it at all anyway, so... So that pretty well takes care of both of my possibilities.
Well, covers it. Well, I'm waiting on a FedEx delivery today. And then I think we might go over to Costco's. Haven't made up our mind yet. But that's the plan of the day anyways.
That's a good thing to do. I may have to run out to Wally World here a little bit. In a little while, I gotta go pick up something and everything, but just trying to get things done and take care of things around here as things go, you know.
You worked any DX lately? I got Clipperton Island the other night. I haven't heard them in years. And got a confirmation from Rwanda on three bands, and that's 199 on 17, so I just need one more on 17 to hit 200. It's kind of a personal goal. I just haven't been working 17 much lately and haven't seen a lot, but I was happy to get Clipperton. I probably worked them 20, 30 years ago, but somebody's out there now.
Obviously so. I didn't even turn my radio on yesterday. I was, because I had rehearsal last night, and so I didn't even bother to turn my radio on because I was going to be gone during the time things were going on. So, and, it's, you just try to keep up with things, and maybe the next couple of days, since I don't have anything at night for the rest of this week, I'll try to get on. I got to get hold of Gary Doyen, see about making some changes on our on doing the South Carolina single sideband net because of my schedule for the last 2 weeks of the month.
Anywhere you'd have to do that. Oh boy, they're sitting here watching some Navy SEALs try to get accustomed to the water. I used to watch them guys when we come into land at North Island, there at Imperial Beach Naval Air Station. You get a glimpse of them training as you come down past the Del Coronado on the Silver Strand, and oh my, I don't know. I just don't understand how people can do that. It's just amazing. And one thing I remember, and not to talk about politics, but DeSantis was a Navy SEAL, and those are awful special people. I'll just tell you that from knowing very few of them in my life.
Few myself, and they are. And I don't think I'd want to go through their training. I've observed it one time, and that was more than enough for me.
No way that my poor little body could ever. They give us a movie in boot camp and ask if anybody wanted to be in the underwater demolition team. And that was before they called them Navy SEALs. And I saw enough right there to know that old Tom couldn't make that. Boy, I'm telling you. There's just so many things. The cold water is what I couldn't endure. And they make them get acclimated to cold water. And that's one of the roughest things in the world to get used to.
It'd be fun when I had to go into the pool at boot camp and to get qualified to swim. So, you know, that didn't make things too good, because that pool water was not very warm.
And furthermore, they don't care. Yeah, you ought to go into one in a cockpit and it turns upside down. You got to get out. That's a joy too. But they want you to be able to swim if you're a sailor, that's for sure. And there's some guys that just couldn't. But I don't think they should have joined the Navy if they didn't know how to swim. Anyways, Rusty, I'll let you go. I need to run down the hall here, and don't have any definite plans for today. But whatever comes around, we'll meet it head on, I guess. You take care and have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you out mobile in a little while. W2T and 0TR 73.
All right, catch up to you later. W2T.